Europe legitimated its colonization of large areas of the underdeveloped Muslim world culturally. The French spoke of their mission to civilize, the British, the white man's burden. Missionaries accompanied the armies of bureaucrats, soldiers, traders, and teachers to spread the message of Western Christian religious and cultural superiority. Muslim response to Christian Europe's political and religious penetration and dominance varied significantly, ranging from resistance or warfare, jihad, in defense of Islam, to accommodation, if not outright assimilation, of Western values. The result of Western imperialism for Muslims was a period of self-criticism and reflection on the causes of decline. Responses span the spectrum. Secularists blamed an outmoded tradition in Islam and advocated instead a separation of religion and politics and the establishment of a Western-modeled modern nation state building, from political institutions and the military to education and law. Conservative religious leaders, on the other hand, including most of the ulama, attributed Muslim impotence to divergence from Islam. They variously advocated non-cooperation or rejection of the West, believing that Western Christian ideas and values were dangerous to Muslim faith and culture. They believed that any form of cultural or political accommodation of Western culture was tantamount to betrayal, surrender, if you will, treason. Some concluded that Muslims who no longer lived under Islamic rule in Islamic territory ought to consider themselves in a land of warfare. They advanced either armed struggle, jihad, or emigration, hijra, to an Islamic territory. This was what they advised. Islamic modernists, on the other hand, sought to respond to rather than react against the challenge of Western imperialism. They proclaimed the need for Islamic reform through a process of reinterpretation and selective adaptation, Islamization, of Western ideas and technology. Like their 18th century predecessors, Islamic modernists also blamed the internal decline of Muslim societies for their loss of power, backwardness, and inability to respond effectively to European colonialism. They particularly blamed the blind and unquestioned clinging to the past tradition, taqlid. What some regarded as a virtue following tradition, they now denounced as a blind clinging to tradition and a problem. Modernists stressed the dynamism, flexibility, and adaptability that characterized the early development of Islam, leading to achievements in law, education, and the sciences, as we saw earlier in this course. Islamic modernism sought to reinterpret Islam, to demonstrate its compatibility with modern Western science and thought, and to resist European colonialism and meet the changing circumstances of Muslim life through religious, legal, educational, political, and social reforms. Major reform movements sprang up in the Middle East and South Asia, providing a legacy to reformers and revolutionaries in the 20th and 21st centuries. In the Middle East, Jamal al-Din al-Afghani, who lived from 1838 to 1897, called for religious, scientific, and political reforms in order to defend Islam, strengthen the Muslim community, and ultimately regain independence from the West. He was both a political activist and, if you will, intellectual leader. Afghani's disciple or protege, Muhammad Abdu, who lived from 1849 to 1905, was one of the great religious reformers of modern Islam, whose influence extended literally from North Africa to Southeast Asia. Muhammad Abdu, a prominent member of the ulama, and in late life a grand mufti of Egypt, chief religious leader, focused on religious, educational, and social reform rather than politics. As had his predecessors, he blamed Muslim decline on the prevalence of un-Islamic popular religious practices, Sufi passivity and fatalism, and the rigid scholasticism of the traditionalist ulama who had forbidden fresh religious interpretation. Abdu taught that Islam and science and reason were compatible, making it permissible for Muslims to selectively appropriate aspects of Western civilization that were not contrary to Islam. He provided an Islamic rationale for the selective integration of Islam with modern ideas and institutions. Abdu's most prominent contribution was the distinction between Islam's fundamentals, which do not change. These were limited to matters of worship, for example, the five pillars, and those which were subject to change as social and historical conditions warranted. Issues related to social affairs, such as penal, commercial, and family laws. Abdu was a strong supporter of women's rights. Now, across the world in the Indian subcontinent, Sir Syed Ahmad Khan, who lived from 1817 to 1898 called for a modern rational reinterpretation of Islam based upon the acceptance of the best that Western thought had to offer.